Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In a podcast, two comedians face their toughest challenge yet, to create the superhero they would want to be. With thousands of superheroes to choose from, only one thing stands in their way. A host that is as arbitrary as he is disabled. So I suppose, he sits in their way. Is that okay? Can I say that? Anyway, this is the silliest, superest, heroist podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the silliest, superest, heroist podcast with me, Aaron Simmons. This is the show where we get two comedians to discuss what their superhero of choice would be if they could combine different attributes from different superheroes. Today, we've actually got a special treat. This has been requested by so many, I can't even count the amount of people who have requested a BBC New Comedian of the Year finalist 2017 special, because I can't count to zero. We've got not only one BBC New Comedian of the Year finalist 2017, we've got two. Am I the only one who hasn't moved on from that year? Yes. Okay, good. Cool. So let me introduce you to our guests. First of all, we have the fantastic Sakisa. How are you doing, Sakisa?
I'm good, thank you very much. I'm enjoying this interesting day.
How do you remember the 2017 New Comedian of the Year final? Was it the greatest moment of your life?
It was absolutely amazing to be part of the 2017 BBC New Comedy Award final. Mm. However, it for me, it did feel like they were ticking a lot of boxes.
Yes, I mean, we did tick a lot of boxes together. I mean, I think any bill that we're on, I think exclusively is the rest is just straight white men. And the same is true of today. Hello, Morgan Rees, the straight white man of today.
Hello. Yeah, I am the cis white man for today. It was great fun to that year. And I should say, I only got it because something horrible apparently happened to one of the other finalists.
Great. I mean, we're not really here to reminisce about the 2017 BBC New Comedian of the Year final. What we're here to do is talk about superheroes, which is way more fun. And arguably going to be more important to my career moving forward. So what we're going to do is today, as ever, we're going to combine lots of different attributes in order to come up with a superhero that we most want to be. So you guys are going to pick your favorite head, upper body, lower body, weapon, and then bonus power. I'm going to choose which out of the two of you that I would prefer to be. And then we're going to combine both of your answers and we're going to create this superhero together. Should we crack on with round one? The head.
Yes.
Round one, the head.
Sakisa, out of all the heads of all the superheroes you could ever think of, if you could have any head to be your head, who would you have?
Because we're talking about heads, it has to be a sexy head.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been quite difficult to narrow down, to be honest. However, I think I would go... I've been thinking about this and it's been quite difficult.
Oh, just before you say something, just so the listeners know, I don't think I've had two guests on who have taken it this seriously this early doors. Both of them have got a pad of A4 paper with notes about who they want. So just so everybody's aware of how seriously they're taking it, it's very seriously. Crack on with your head, Sakisa.
Thank you. I think, I don't want to wear a mask. I don't want to, I think all of these have got to be taken into consideration. I think I would go for Thor.
Okay, great. What I mean, obviously, Chris Hemsworth, beautiful man. We've got
but in the comic books also.
Also in the comic book. Okay, fine. Yes, I'm 100% on board with Thor's head aesthetically. What other benefits do you think having Thor's head in your life is going to give you?
Also, because he talks quite very, very old school, like Shakespearean, I think that kind of talk is great for the whole aesthetic. Like, okay, it's a good vibe. The words that are going to come out of his mouth, you're going to be believable.
Yeah.
You know that he's not your normal average person.
Okay, cool.
Also, he's blonde.
Yeah, okay, and that's what you want. Fair enough. That's anything he says is very authoritarian. He can be completely wrong, but with that sort of conviction of that voice, it does make you believe anything that he says. Okay, Thor. Yeah. I can absolutely get on board with Thor's head. Okay, Thor's head. That's the bar that's been set, Morgan. How are you feeling about the head? What have you gone for?
I've just sort of seen something with maybe a loophole in the game. I have absolutely already gone with Thor's head.
This is going to be a bit like that bit in Countdown when they've done the maths in the same way and they have to save a piece of paper to the other guest. Okay, cool. Why have you picked Thor as your head, Morgan? And I'm going to have to pick whose Thor I want out of the reasonings behind it.
So I think Thor, and I think it very much piggybacking on the back of a lot of in the fact that I think it's the Marvel Universe's most adaptable face. I think it can do long hair, short hair, beard, no beard, stubble. It can do every permutation of those, and it's a fitty. And this is the thing, I think I am sacrificing power over aesthetics here completely. Because I think if you strip down every single superhero, they've all got the same rig. Other than like little abnormalities when like one's a cat. Oh, but or got a tail or wings. The only discernible thing is someone's face, and I think you gotta really go with the face. I'm 100% with you gotta go for Thor's face. Yes, okay. He's not wearing a mask, and nowadays that's really problematic. But it is the most. I think it's the face of the most adaptability. You've got to go for it.
Okay, I'm gonna call it a draw for the time being.
Thank you.
We may go back in time. If you've got time travel as one of your powers, and then I'll assign it to one of you. But I'm going to call it a draw, and then we're going to see what happens in the rest of the thing. And round two is the upper body.
Round two, upper body.
Morgan, what is your upper body of choice?
I've chosen for the upper body Magneto.
Okay.
Oh!
Interesting. The first question, old Magneto or young Magneto?
Do you know what? I would actually take old Magneto.
Okay, great.
I would, as much as I'm going to go for the one, because I think he's, again, aesthetically, for an older dude, I think he's still got it. And for someone whose power isn't particularly in their strength.
Yeah.
I think they're divvying up their time at the gym and in the Mind Palace. I really like it. I like that body. I like that shape. I like the fact that you can tell it's good over the costume. You can tell it's like, well, that's the thing. Over the costume, you can tell that's good under the costume. But the one thing, I wasn't sure whether, do I get my magnetism through my upper body?
See, that is tricky. I mean,
it is, isn't it? It's the hands.
It's the hands that control it. I mean,
yeah, I've never seen him like move a building with his knee. You know, that's what I mean.
That is a very good point. I have to admit that the X-Men is sort of near one of my blind spots. So I can't, you're right. And it's never that he just thinks it either. It's always with a hand movement. I will give you the magnetism in his hands because I think it's a good shout. And I like the fact that you've chosen the old Magneto over young Magneto. You could have had Michael Fassbender's upper body. You're like, no.
I want McKellen's also. I want absolutely want that. And also, the reason I want magnetism, especially because we're moving into a plastic-free world. Mm-hmm. And I think that just metal is going to be everywhere. Someone's running away. A millennial's running away. What are they clutching to? A reusable water cup. Here you go. You're coming back. Oh, my God. Where are we surrounded by metal straws? I've got weapons at the end of my fingertips now. I think I personally, magnetism is the only way forward.
That it's a very reusable, renewable power. Great shout, Magneto's upper body. Old Magneto's upper body. 100% on board. Sakisa, what's your upper body?
Okay. So again, this was quite tough for me. It was very difficult. Mm. This has been very difficult. I'm just going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah, this big comic is not for faint-hearted.
No, big comic book fan. I literally had to scroll through, what are we doing? I spent all weekend looking at comic book films. It's been very intense. Okay. Cool. Can I just say, my third choice...
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay, good.
...was Spider-Man.
Okay, great.
Just because of Web.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm. My second choice was Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
But my first choice is Wolverine.
Okay.
Mm. And those blades are deadly.
Yeah. They are wicked.
Plus Hugh Jackman's body. If you're thinking about one particular Wolverine, Hugh Jackman's body.
Yeah. Mm. What particular movie are you thinking for the body? Because obviously it sort of changes throughout the X-Men series. Because like X-Men 1, he wasn't actually that ripped.
And then X-Men 2. X-Men 2.
Okay, fine. I can get fully on board with that. Okay, so Wolverine versus Magneto. See, this is a tricky one. It's a very tricky one. I think the difficulty that I have is we've gone with a purely aesthetic-based face. So part of me is going, well, look, if you look like Thor, it doesn't really matter what your upper body is going to be because, you know, you look like Thor. It's all good. But if you are then going, but then you get Thor's face and Wolverine's body, game over. Like, that's phenomenal. Plus the claws. I do think magnetism would be fun. And I do think there are probably, I think there might be some drawbacks to Wolverine's upper body. Like it might be quite painful. He says it's painful to let the claws out, but he's so hard that it's fine. I think I'm going to go with, I thought I was going to go with Wolverine, but I think I'm going to go with Magneto. I'm as shocked as you are, Sakisa. Like, I don't know why, but I really want to just be able to control magnets with my hands.
Well, I ever found out there was iron in blood, and I got so, I remember, I got so spooked by it.
that there was metal in your body.
Yeah, there was metal.
Magneto was going to use it to kill you.
Yeah.
Well, I remember as a kid, because I was thick, I used to get, I remember once I had a headache, and I went, oh, there's too much blood in my head. And I got a magnet and I put it somewhere else in my body thinking that it would make the blood run to there.
Very thick and very smart at the same time. That's an incredible use of...
Oh, it's because at the time I thought, I've...
Nameless.
There's going to be a Nobel Peace Prize for great thinking and it's going to be for Morgan Reese. Not realizing.
It was going to be so great, it wasn't going to be for science, it was going to be for peace. The fact that you were able to get rid of headaches was going to cure the world of war.
Yeah, well, that's where all war starts, isn't it?
Yeah, I think what happened with the weapons of mass destruction is Saddam Hussein had a headache and it just escalated. fairly sure. I'm not a historian, but I'm fairly sure that is what happened.
Big time, big time. ISIS, just people full of migraines.
Okay. Well, that's the way to end the upper body. It is 1-0 to Morgan. We're moving on to round three, the lower body.
Round three, lower body.
Sakisa, lower body, what are you thinking?
I was thinking Captain America because he's got a great, amazing bum.
Okay. It's America's ass.
But America's ass, yeah, America's ass. But then I did think about Batman's bum.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a bit like, no. So what I've decided, and this is really weird, I've not picked any female so far, and I'm not going to.
It's 2020, so wake up.
I know, it's really bad. I appreciate that. That's why I'm on the podcast. But...
No, you're on the podcast because of how much of a nerd you are. I think you've established that. How seriously you've taken it. Your gender was not the reason why I picked you.
I've decided the Flash.
Okay.
Because... obviously, he's very, very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And he does remind me of many black people who are very, very fast.
Uh-huh.
So Usain Bolt, obviously one of them. So I feel like...
famously fast.
Famously fast. So I feel like the Flash is a good one. You need to have speed. If we're going with Thor's face, think about it. Thor's face, Magneto's upper body...
Mm.
Flash's lower body. Mm. If you need to leave somewhere and get out of the way, the Flash.
Bang. Yeah. No, you can't argue with that. He is super quick. I do have one question for you. It's quite important based on what you brought up. How good is the Flash's bum?
Do you watch the TV series? The baddies in it are atrocious, like comically bad.
Mm.
Okay. But Grant Gustin's got a really good bum.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Good. That's important. I don't want the superhero to be. I mean, let's be honest. It's gonna get gradually worse as you go through the body. Like imagine getting off with this guy. Like you start making out with Chris Hemsworth, then you get Ian McKellen's upper body, and then you get like just Professor X's legs. It's gonna be like. I mean, if I've guessed your lower body, I'll be delighted with that, Morgan. What is your lower body?
So my logic was ass related as well.
Okay.
So I originally thought Black Widow.
Uh-huh.
Then I went Spider-Man, but specifically Tom Holland. Have you seen those meme of Tom Holland's bums compared to the rest of the Avengers?
No.
He's got the best bum in all the Avengers. They sort of show everyone's. It's that the classic sort of here's this person's bum, here's this person's bum.
Yeah. Okay.
Or who? And it's always like Black Widow's, or then the Scarlet one. And then, oh, who's this? Tom Holland. And I just go, don't care, like it.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Like but my number one choice for lower body is Beast.
Okay. Wow. That really does sort of go into my sort of thought process of how much worse it's going to get the longer you're making out with this person. Okay.
Yeah.
Why did you pick the Beast as your lower body?
Well, originally I didn't realise it was Who Do You Want to Shag?
Well, you clearly haven't listened to this podcast before. This is basically all it is.
Well, a couple of things. They released a report recently, didn't they? They said that you live longer if you have bigger thighs and a big bum.
Yep.
So I thought, Beast, absolutely, yeah, absolutely yes, please. And I've got a thing for quads, so that's why I went... so Ian McKellen's body, I know I'm fine with not having a six pack, but I do want them legs.
Yeah.
And also I think I like strong, powerful legs. I want to be able to jump. I want to be able to sprint. I want to be able to squat a building. And I think the Beast can do that.
Interesting.
And I'm used to having hairy legs. So it's nothing new for me.
Okay. Interesting. So the Beast is blue, right?
Yeah.
So how do you feel, seeing as we talked about who are we going to shag, imagine you come back with this guy. You go, oh, he's got Chris Hemsworth's face. Oh, he's got, okay, this slightly older body than I was imagining. He must use a lot of moisturizer to make his face good, but his body not so good. When do you think it merges into blue? On the hips? And then the legs are blue?
Hips.
Okay.
You know, I tell you where it starts. You know that hair that sort of goes down, yeah, from your belly button?
Yeah, the snail tip.
It starts just to the bottom half of your belly button.
Okay.
That's what, oh, Lord.
It goes all the way down to, let's just say, your fun time. And then it goes all the way through your legs and down to your toes.
I was about to say the words, who doesn't want to have a blue fun time? But I'm fairly certain no one wants a blue fun time.
That you said fun time. I
mean, that's sort of the sweetest thing about it, to be honest. I think in as much as I agree with you in terms of the benefits of his legs, of being very powerful, being able to squat a building and jump really high, and the power that would give you, having the flashes lower body, I mean, the amount of speed that he has, I'm presuming that he's pretty strong as well. Plus, he doesn't have a blue fun time, which I think is the sort of the safest. Like, don't get me wrong, I definitely think there'll be some people that having a blue fun time would send them over the top and it would be amazing. But I think you're limiting your options. I'm going to go with the flash. It is 1-0.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Moving into round four.
Round four. Weapon.
Morgan, what is your weapon of choice?
Difficult one, this one, because I'll be honest with you, instantly went straight for Stormbreaker, Thor's axe, rather than the hammer. I know it's boring, but I'm the same with what you're saying about like natural ability, natural affinity. I'm not good at anything naturally. I can't. I've got no sense of balance. I can do nothing with my hands to the detriment of my life and my sex life. But the only thing that I've found that I'm actually all right at is axe throwing. I can get some axes whistling, and I just thought Stormbreaker, and it's a bit of a dope look.
So. It is a very dope look. So Keita, what is your weapon?
Ant-Man suit.
Great, great shout. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Ant-Man suit.
Are you having it so it can you can go really small and really big? Like the
yeah. Really you've got to go really small and really big. You can't have one without the other.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
you're going to go really small, really big, but also that will give you extra power because yeah. the suit gives you extra power. It's not about small and big. It's yeah. also giving you the strength.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Because he's just a regular guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the...
And if you put all the elements of our person in that suit...
Mm. Yeah, imagine being that small, but having all that Magneto power in the suit. Or,
exactly.
Oh, that's exciting. Okay.
And with Thor's face.
And with Thor's, yeah. I tried to say Thor's face quickly and I couldn't say it.
And running really, really fast in the suit. Really small.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If you're running super quickly, but you're super small, you're probably just at a normal person's pace.
Yeah, that's probably true. But if you went really big and really quick, I mean, you'd get so knackered doing that. But you'd only have to take sort of three steps and you'd be there. Okay, cool. Ant-Man suit. Great shout. Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, they're two very good shouts. I think, essentially, you do have... I think with Stormbreaker, yes, it's great. We only ever see Stormbreaker in action in the final climactic scene in Endgame, right? That's just before he gets it. That's when he uses it. It's fucking awesome in that battle. 100% agree with it. I think in everyday life, it'd be quite cumbersome to have to take around this giant axe wherever you go. It's not like Mjolnir that you can just beckon it to you. And it's, what are you, Sakisa's trying to mime something to me and I cannot fathom.
I was just saying, you can't fold it in.
Yeah, you can't fold it in. You can't, you're going to have to like take it like a javelin, like in a really long case wherever you go.
We know as comedians, we're all used to having a big old rucksack wherever we go.
Yeah.
No matter where it is, to a date, to anywhere, to the pub, we have a big old rucksack full of our books. I'm used to carrying big, awkward things.
Interesting. Okay. Now that you've mentioned a rucksack, having the axe slung across your back is a pretty fucking cool look. Like, I can get on board with Thor's head, Magneto's upper body.
Yeah.
But
it's dangerous having the axe up by your head, though, isn't it?
You just it is dangerous having the axe by your head. I do think, like, as much as I would like to have sort of Stormbreaker there when I would like it, I think in reality, it's too cumbersome. You know, the other thing you got is we've chosen Magneto's old withering upper body. Is he going to be able to wield the axe with the power that we want? Like, if we'd gone with Wolverine, then yeah, he can absolutely swing that axe. I think Ant-Man's suit's just better. Like, overall, you know, I don't think it's as cool looking as Iron Man's suit. It doesn't have as many flashy powers, but without Iron Man's heart, you can't have the Iron Man suit. So I do think the Ant-Man suit is probably the better shout. I'm going with the Ant-Man suit. Bang, it is 2-1 going into the final round.
Round 5, power.
So you can pick any power you can think of. It's not, I want to have the power of Superman or Iron Man or whoever. Absolutely anybody that you can, anything that you can think of. The only limitation is your imagination. Isn't that Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? I don't know. let's go for power. Morgan, what is your power of choice?
Well, I've had two and I'm still tossing between them. So the first and the conventional one is I would love a magical ability.
Okay.
So I'm talking like your Scarlet Witches, your Doctor Stranges. I think it just, and again, probably just aesthetically, I think it just looks really cool. Because like, I don't want to brag, but I've been to a gym. I've seen people lift heavy things. I'm not really that impressed by Superman. Sure. So, but like, I've never seen a building fold into itself and sprout legs and go running. And you just go, yeah, Dr. Strange should do that, couldn't he?
Okay.
And then my non-conventional one was I really like passing shots, they say, to baddies, you know, right at the end.
Mm.
And they almost sort of do a callback, don't they?
Mm. Yeah. So you want to quip, it's your power.
Yeah,
always
knowing what to say. Or literally, when you roast someone, they actually burn. That's
very funny. It's an idea.
You know, like when they chuck someone onto a spire and they just go sit on this and then all that sort of stuff. That's it. I always want to have the perfect parting shot.
Okay, great. The perfect zinger. You want a zinger power. Someone's been robbing really high-end watches, you're like, time to go to prison. That kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Not on my watch.
There you go. You've already got that power, mate. Okay. What a great power. Sakisa, what are you thinking in terms of your powers?
So again, I'm thinking about this. I wanted to go with something Scarlet Witch, because it's always quite good to have telekinetic powers, like Jean Grey. And then I've recently been watching Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
And Clayface. What a show that is.
Yes.
Clayface, best character, by the way. Clayface's power, even though it's just like turning into someone else, it's a bit like Mystique's power.
Yeah.
But then, and now this is going to be like half made up.
Okay.
I was influenced by a particular character from Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
I've decided I would like to have my power to be a powerful sorceress who can take, who can write scenes in a book and it come to life.
Okay. Cool. I am absolutely, I know exactly where you're thinking. If you want a very similar modern day version, can I recommend the terrible Netflix movie Status Update, where, get this, a teenage boy moves to a new school and then gets a new phone, and anytime he updates his status, it becomes true. It's phenomenally bad. I highly recommend anybody listening to go check out that movie. Okay, so you want to be able to write your... So basically, you want to be able to write down anything and for it to become true.
Yeah. So if I was like, I want to kill Morgan...
Yeah.
...by the means of a heart attack, and then no one will know it was me.
Yeah. Because I'm... Yeah.
Be like, yeah, I mean... Yeah.
That's the horrible one. I thought you were gonna say something so really blatantly superhero-y.
Yeah.
Burns alive. Burn alive, but someone else's lasers coming out their eyes.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of it. I can kill you however I want to. Like, you can like if I was like, I want Morgan to die surrounded, oh no, I want Morgan to die being killed by 5 sharks. One of them to be a tiger shark.
I mean, with this power, do you think it would mean that Morgan would then have this sort of epiphany that he should go to an aquarium? Or do you think 5 sharks would just appear in his flat? How do you think that would work?
That's a good question. I like that idea of that it suddenly comes to him that he needs to go to an aquarium.
Yeah, I think that's probably, that's the more
fun
way. One
in Bristol as well. That's so annoying.
But I wanted it to feel a bit like Final Destination.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, I mean, it just comes up. But also it's a bit like, is this an accident or is this just...
I want Morgan to put 5 metal plates in a microwave. Yeah, no, fair enough. Okay, that's interesting. It's sort of much more super villainous than superhero, the way you've explained it. But you could use that power for good if you...
Yeah, you could. Like, if I wanted to save 1,000 staff and children.
Oh, well, that's lovely. Yeah, no, that's really nice. But you could save 1,000 children. But yeah. What would they be? What would they rather? Food in their stomach or an amazing one-liner? It's a difficult one. It's a real difficult one.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. You've got an unbelievable power that has the capacity to do so much good and so much evil. And then you've got a power that is, I want to be able to tell a joke at the end of the movie of my life. Now, I know the capacity to write my own story and to be like, he sold out the Apollo in an hour would be way better than having that one-liner. But if you have a sold-out show that doesn't have that final ending, what's the point of selling out? You've got to have the final ending to a show. And according to a review I got in Edinburgh, that I lacked. So I need that power from Mr. Morgan Rees in order so that my Edinburgh show goes from a 3.5 star to a 4 star review, even though Steve Bennett gave it a 3.5 star and everybody else gave it a 4 star. And I'm not bitter about it. He did give me a nice review of the BBC New Comedian of the Year 2017 final. It all comes back round. I have got that power. I can do a callback at the end of an episode, but I'm going to choose Morgan's power of having the zinger. I know, Sikisa, I'm as disappointed as me as you are, but we have a tie. So here's the deal. I don't like draws. I mean, it's kind of fitting, actually, that we all didn't win in the BBC New Comedian of the Year finalist special. And spoiler alert, Heidi did win her podcast against Glenn.
Oh, did she?
So it's sort of really fitting. Yeah, it's really fitting that neither of you won. So instead of having the winner choose a bonus aesthetic-based attribute to add to our superhero, I'm going to give you both a superhero attribute to work from. So, Morgan, what is the... Actually, no, I'm going to go with Sikisa first. What is your aesthetic-based attribute that you want to add to our superhero?
I would like Black Panther's necklace.
Great. Great shout.
Brilliant shout.
And repping for the... Chadwick. Yeah. This is the first podcast we've done since he died. So,
Wakanda forever.
Morgan, what aesthetic based attribute do you want to add to our hero?
I'm a very basic dresser. So I want to start peacocking. I want to explore more. I want to be a bit different. I want a cape. Right. And I want Superman's cape.
Great. Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm 100%.
I've got Batman's, but everything I wear is black. I'm on a big red cape.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good, it's a good shout, actually. But yeah, I'm fully on board with that. Okay, fantastico. That is our superhero for this week. We've got to name this guy. What are we going to name him? I think it should be called something that has the acronym BBC. He can be big because of the Ant-Man suit. He's bearded because of Thor. So, big bearded
crusader.
Big bearded crusader. There we have it. The thing that all of my fans have been asking for, the BBC New Comedian of the Year finalist special of the Silliest Superheroes podcast has been completed. The big bearded crusader, which is Thor's head, Magneto's upper body, Flash's lower body, the Ant-Man suit, with the ability to zing at the end of the movie. Thank you very much to my guests, Sakisa and Morgan Rees. I will see you next time on the Silliest Superest Heroist podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Silliest Superest Heroist podcast, created by Aaron Simmons and produced by Gag Reflex. If you want to get in touch with the show about any inaccuracies in this episode, don't.
May I just accuse you of being the most vanilla person on the planet?
whoa. With the story that I told you before we started this podcast.